Welcome back. The Bagel Den has been a popular spot in Heber for a number of years, but it more recently opened a Park City location. Here to talk about it is the owner, Matt Johnston. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for being here. So, Matt, let's tell us a bit about your background and what led you to the bagel business.
We're originally from upstate New York, and we moved out here about 14 years ago now. And upstate New York, bagels are just part of life. Like, everywhere you go, before you go skiing, hiking, anything outdoors, you stop with your family and grab a bagel. It's what you do. And when we came out here, there wasn't anything in the Wasatch Back area, so we decided to go at it on our own.
And had you have any background in the business? I mean, or were you just an aficionado?
No, I've always been, you know, retail management, restaurant management, all those kind of things and stuff. So it was very natural. You know, I've managed different bakeries, different this and that. So it was natural to go out on our own and give it a try.
Okay, so before you take this on, tell us a little bit about the research project that you have to go through to figure out how to make a better bagel.
Oh, it was so much fun. I got to give a lot of credit. We import our raw dough from Long Island. I wanted a real New York bagel was a big thing.
It's the water.
That's what they say.
You bring the dough in from Long Island?
Yeah, just raw dough. Raw dough, then we do all preparation in-house. So I work with a second-generation dough producer off of Long Island, and he ships us all of our dough across country. And it was crazy at first. Like, before we got big enough, we handled all that internally and stuff. And as we got bigger, U.S. Foods was like, we have trucks going across country every day. Like, let us take care of this for you. So U.S. Foods now trucks thousands of cases of our dough from Long Island.
Well, that means New York pizza could come here. You could truck pizza dough across country.
Absolutely you could. There's no question about that. So.
Okay, so the first thing was you decided you wanted really authentic dough, right?
Yes.
But that's only part of the story. I mean, my guess is you had to go through some other sort of developmental experimentation to get the bagel that you wanted.
Absolutely. Lots and lots of practice bakes and, you know, those things, because even the three different stores we own are at different elevations, and different elevations is different bakings and different temperatures and different everything. So before we open each location, it's like test bake, test bake, test bake, throw them away, give them away, you know, and everything until you find exactly what you want and how you want it to be. And then you lock it in and you train and you go with it.
So you have a different, the dough comes in, and then different time, different temperatures because of the altitude. Now, do you have to proof
yep.
the dough?
Okay. Oh, we do all four steps. Yeah, okay. We do all the proofing.
What are the four steps?
We retard overnight. All of our dough sits in a cooler overnight to retard for the evening, and then we proof, steam, and bake. And I know some people listening are going
to
lose their mind over steaming, not boiling.
Yeah.
Yep, I know that, but for me, I think you can tune a modern steam oven into pretty much whatever level you want it to be to compare.
Yeah, and also at altitude, boiling, you know, water doesn't boil at 212.
No, and it's crazy. And, you know, for me also, the safety side of things of having, you know, boiling water in the middle of a kitchen compared to, So
let's help our listeners get a visual of what's going on in the kitchen of those four steps, okay? So the dough comes in, is it coming in vats and
Cases and cases of dough. Yeah, we get cases of dough. We have bakers in at 4:30 every single morning. You know, they come in every morning and they start the whole process as far as the preparing the dough, proofing, baking, and then the last thing they do before they go home every day is get dough ready for the next day so that it can retard overnight and be ready to go for the next morning. You know, we're moving about 1,000 bagels per shop per day.
That's what I was going to ask you, 1,000 bagels per day.
Yeah, so, and then on top of that, I mean, you know, for us, it's really important. Like, all of our meats are all natural, no additives. We slice all of our meats in-house. All of our cheese is, you know, all natural. Again, California cow cheese that we slice in-house every day. And that's when, to be honest, when I started the Bagel Den, that's all I wanted, is kind of to bring food back to what food was, instead of worrying just about profits and crucifying quality. Like, let's bring back quality and healthy and, you know, serve it and make it affordable.
So let's go back to, first of all, you mentioned three locations. What are the three locations? I know. Was Heber the first?
Yeah, Heber's been there 8 years. Provo's been there 4. Park City's been there 2. And we're actually opening one later this summer, September 1st-ish, on your way to Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon.
Ooh.
As soon as you get off at 2:15.
Ah, to get those early morning skiers.
That's
right?
The dream. That's the hope. I wasn't looking for another location, but when I saw it, I just felt it fits us beautifully. You know, all the outdoor people, hiking, skiing, biking, that's our bread and butter in this state.
So let's talk about the menu. First of all, what are some of the varieties of bagels?
Oh my gosh, we have 20 of them. You know, actually we just brought in sourdough. Our dough producer made sourdough for us because of people who are gluten intolerant can actually eat sourdough.
I didn't know that.
So we just brought in sourdough as a brand new addition to our lineup. But, you know, we have all the staples.
Can you tell us the story of your sourdough starter? Because I know all starters have a little bit of a backstory.
I can't. Sorry.
No?
Okay, let's call the chef. I literally talked to my dough provider, and it was important to me to have it out here because, you know, people ask about a gluten-free bagel, but at the end of the day, the number one ingredient in bagels is high gluten flour. You know, it's like, how does that work? You know, so, and anyone I've ever tried does not resemble a bagel in any way, you know, so... Instead, he made a sourdough for me and did all the work and all the recipes and stuff. And yeah, we just got it in. So, and then of course we have, you know, it's kind of fun, the difference between the bagel dens, because Park City is all transplants from all over. So they're real bagel eaters of, you know, everything bagels and poppies and sesames and, you know, this and that. Then you get over into Heber and it's all the people who want Asiago and, you know, cheddar jalapeno. Then when you get down into Provo, it's such a sweet tooth that everybody's cinnamon sugar and French toast and blueberry, you know, with sweet cream cheeses on them. And so each market is so vastly different that we're into.
And that sounds like breakfast bagels. Now, but you were just mentioning meat, so you have lunch bagels?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your sandwich array.
I would take our lunch. We're known for breakfast. Obviously, everybody thinks of bagels for breakfast, but I would take our lunch every day. You know, every one of our lunch sandwiches, a full quarter pound of meat. Like I said, all natural meat, single sourced. You know, the turkey you get is like the turkey you eat at Thanksgiving dinner, you know, that we slice in-house. And you know, our avocado is just avocado, no additives, preservatives. You know, our bacon is the thickest bacon you can buy, center cut, nitrate free. So we make some amazing lunch sandwiches. We just rolled in pastrami that's actually a local pastrami. So that's on a special menu right now.
I'm dying here.
Yeah, I want a Reuben bagel, right?
Reuben pastrami and sauerkraut.
Yeah, we actually do a Rachel. We do a homemade coleslaw that we make in house. So we're doing it's on our special menu right now that we just rolled out. So it's been super fun.
Okay, and I think other people are like Roger and I right now. They are salivating while they're listening to this out there, and they're saying, what time can I get one of those, and where is it in here in Park City, and where is it in Heber?
Perfect. We serve a full menu open to close, so we're open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, and we serve full menu from the minute we open to the minute we close. So Park City, we're located right in Kimball Junction. Where Park City Roasters used to be. We have a great relationship with Park City Roasters. All of our coffee, espresso, all that comes from Park City Roasters. So they wanted to focus on roasting and wholesale. So we took over the cafe side 2 years ago. So we're right where they were. Heber, we're right on the main strip in front of where Smith's used to be. And then Provo, we're down at the shops at Riverwood as soon as you come out of the canyon. So we're getting all those skiers going to Sundance as well.
Nice, very, very
so,
nice.
So we've talked to a lot of restaurant operators, and one of the things that is typical is that there is a seasonal change in what gets ordered. Do you see a seasonal change at all?
No, I don't see a lot of
I'm
that.
Not surprised.
You know, we see a seasonal change in business, obviously.
Sure.
You know, when all the sports tournaments come to town, like, you need to expect a line out the door some days, you know, on the weekends. But our menu stays so consistent. Our special menu is the first time I've changed the menu in 8 years. So we kept the menu identical for 8 years, and I, to be honest, I got bored of it. I was like, I'm sick of eating the same things for 8 years, you know? So it was like, oh, what do I like? Oh, I love pastrami. I miss it. Like, you know, let's find a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so you call it a special menu. Is that because it's going to be temporary?
Yep. Yeah, okay. We're going to do some quarterly special menus, and if something kills it, we'll keep it on the menu so that way it'll be there. But also, I don't want a huge menu, you know, it's too many choices. So if something is huge, we'll keep it. But otherwise, I think there's some excitement in making people come back.
So breakfast bagels, lunch bagels, you know, savory bagels. What is the, whether it's on the menu or a special order, what's the most unusual or bizarre bagel that you have? That you say is not a bagel?
Gosh, that's, you know, we just came, oh my gosh, that's a tough question, man. You have to give me a heads up before these things.
Okay, we'll come back to that one.
We pretty much, we'll let most people customize things any way they want. So the customer creates the way crazier things than we create on the menu. You know, for me, I want to make things that most people want, you know, like our lox. That's something I love to talk about.
I was about to ask you about your lox.
Yep, our smoked salmon we also bring in from Long Island. It's a sustainable product, straight out of Long Island. It's funny, when I came to Utah and we decided to open the bagel dens, I sampled lox from everywhere you can imagine.
Well, that's
tough
work.
The contractors had it tough too, because they were also, but you know, a lot of smoked salmon is so salty, and with the capers, it just overpowers anything. And again, US Foods was like, let me bring in a product for you. They're like, we don't carry it, but let us get it in and you can try it. And they brought it, and I was like, oh, here it is, you know. So we do. We have a great product that comes up, again, from Long Island product.
And of course, if we're gonna talk about the lox, we have to talk about the cream cheese. Okay, tell us about your cream cheese.
Awesome. Yeah, we make all of our cream cheese in-house. So obviously we start with a plain cream cheese, but like every flavored cream cheese, we have 9 of them currently at the Bagel Den, is made in-house. So like if you get a strawberry cream cheese, it's just fresh strawberries and powdered sugar. Our garden veggie is hand-diced veggies. So it's fresh, it's natural, we make it. So many days a week, you know, it's that's all we are. We're fresh, we're natural, we're affordable, we're healthy, you know,
and what kind of a cream cheese product do you start with?
We a US Foods product. We start with a premium US Foods. Actually, I don't want to say this, well, I should, but you know, we don't use Philadelphia. There's better cream cheese out there than that brand, and so we start with a smaller batched cream cheese is what our bases are.
And do you, besides people going to you, do you do catering?
Oh, a tremendous amount. Yeah, tremendous. We don't use any third-party delivery services. I do not believe in that as an owner. But yes, we do tons of offices, schools. I mean, my goodness, when it's Teacher Appreciation Week, you know, or Teacher Development Week, it's every day. We have one of the schools that we're serving, you know, 200, 250 egg sandwiches for. Golf tournaments, that's another big one. You know, a lot of people will use us for the breakfast for the golf tournaments, where we're cranking out 250 breakfast sandwiches. And we do a lot of fruit parfaits, fruit and yogurt parfaits, fresh diced fruit salads to go with it.
Yeah.
And what are your most popular breakfast sandwiches?
Oh my gosh, the bacon, egg, and cheese, obviously, is the riley. But we do a carnivore that's insane. It has all three meats, ham, bacon, sausage, 2 slices of cheese. Every egg we do is hand-cracked. We did 24,000 eggs in the month of October. I know that because of the bird flu. You know, when the bird...
24,000. Yeah, so you use real eggs and you...
Every single one of them. Every single one.
Okay, so is it a scrambled egg product?
We fry every egg. Yeah, we have little rings on a grill that it's 4.5 inches to exactly fit the size of a bagel, and we hand crack every egg into a ring, and yeah, there they go.
And how do you keep the bagels the same size then?
It's so consistent. If your baking is dialed in and you do everything the same way every day, you know, every once in a while it is an imperfect world, you know, and every once in a while you'll have something that doesn't, but on a whole, they're so consistent across the board.
And if I had a special party or something, and I wanted a cool shape of a bagel, is that possible?
I have not branched into that. No, it is super possible if I'm honest. It's just, for me, it's a matter of doing what we do and doing it 100%. And when you start branching out and watering down what you do, you know, you're sacrificing something.
Some quality.
So when you talk about owning multiple stores, we talk to a lot of restaurant owners. One of the challenges we always hear about is staffing.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about staff. I want to talk about staffing, then I want to talk about span of control. But let's start with staffing.
Staffing has never been a problem for the Bagel Dens. And I feel so...
We're all laughing because our production manager just walked by the studio holding 2 bagels high in his hands, making us jealous because we're not going to get ours until this segment is over. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I've never, in our Bagel Dens, we've never had a staffing issue. For me, I tell people I'm old. Like, I believe in treating people with respect and the way it used to be, and paying people a livable wage. And, you know, my employees have full health insurance and full paid vacation and free food while they work, like, no questions asked, you know, and stuff. And so that's what the restaurant industry used to be, is that we took care of each other and we were a really tight-knit community. And unfortunately, you know, I think things have gone in a different direction, but we haven't. And so for me, a big drive of opening each Bagel Den has been, I have managers that want to work with the Bagel Den forever. They're straightforward about it. And so if you don't give them a spot to grow and go, they're going to leave you eventually. So Each one we've opened with existing managers in place, existing because they want to stay with us. You know, my staff, we have 70 people at this point. They're incredible. Like, the Bagel Den is way bigger than me now. You know, it's my 6 managers and soon to be 8 managers and my 70 employees, soon to be 90 employees that, you know, I love talking about this. So this is something I could ramble on. I got your email to ask me to come on this show. And I laid in bed that night thinking of what I would say. And the next morning I walked into the Bagel Den in Park City and there was a gentleman there that he was right. He's like, you're never going to recognize me. He goes, but I met you when you first opened the first Bagel Den. And he goes, I knew you'd be successful. And he goes, but now, he goes, I'm a regular in this one. And he goes, your mentality has caught on to an entire staff of people. He goes, they want to do what's right for the community. They want to serve the community. And he's like, we come in here. And he goes, it's so different. And I can't say how thankful I am, and I don't know how it's happened.
that is the biggest pat on the back you can get.
And it was the very next morning after you guys asked, and I was like, there's my answer to the question. You know, the customer answered it for me, that, you know, we have 6 managers and 70 employees that believe in what we do and want to take care of customers. You know, we don't want to do third-party delivery services. We want to talk to people and meet people and be part of where we are.
Yeah, so looking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, do you see?
I'm a blind squirrel. I see nothing.
Okay.
You know,
I like that.
As opportunities arise, you know, it's funny. I just drove past the new Park City Film Studio with my wife yesterday, and I was like, that would be a great location for another Bagel Den. And as we drove by it last night after playing golf at 10 o'clock at night, she was like, you're right, that would be one. So there might be an email going out today.
Exactly.
Okay, we've been speaking with Matt Johnston of the Bagel Den. Time has flown by. Matt, thanks for being here, and thanks for the bagels.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be. Oh, what's the website?
Thebagelden.com.
Right. We'll be right back after this.